In studio with us, of course, our usual group of suspects, Gary and the gang. And then we also have with us Amanda Lawan and Dave Anderson, who are co-founders of Bamboo Detroit, which is a co-working place, kind of like the incubator for innovators in Detroit. And one of those people who had been incubated there is Godwin, who's with us in studio with Yum Village.
Yep.
Do you have any projects coming up? Any new pop-ups coming up?
Absolutely. We've got on the last Thursday of the month here, I believe it's the 29th, we've got a dinner upcoming at Colors Restaurant.
Okay, and I hope I get a link from you for that so people can sign up. These are very limited engagements, folks. These are special pop-up meals that the chef, who's the chef for that one?
This one is going to be a surprise. We want to try something different this time.
Okay, and how many people are going to be able to be there for that?
Typically, we go for about 100 to 120 people.
Okay, so relatively small, can be in a special place in Detroit, can be a special menu for you. He will bring the menu, or she will bring the menu, and it should be wonderful. Again, thank you, Governor, for that. And for Yum Village, the Airbnb for chefs in the Detroit area. And again, Amanda and Dave, let me ask you this question as we look ahead. What does Detroit need right now? What do we need to move from some of the incredible stuff that you're doing, and we'll talk with one of your innovators soon, but some of the incredible stuff that you're doing to get people out there, up known, the Get Up and Go, or the Jam Jar, or Alicia Newsom's Candle Project, you know, the Detroit. She's a great kid.
Oh, she's great, yeah.
Where do you go from there to keep them not just getting on their feet, but then moving on?
Yeah,
what do we need here in Detroit?
We absolutely need more mentorship. We need people that have been successful at their businesses, that are willing to reach back to the Asian Newsoms of the world, to, you know, the Bamboos and others, to extend the invitation to mentor and help them grow as a business.
I mean, what does it take to get those people to look? You're talking about essentially people who have left the Detroit area, very successful wherever they are, to look back, not just to look back, but to come back.
Yeah, come back, or at least, you know, share your knowledge, come up, show some support anytime you're in town. So, like, we invite a lot of these successful entrepreneurs to come speak at Bamboo Detroit, and that's been really helpful. It says, hey, you can do it, and it sort of brings these successful people down to our level and show they're real people, too. They struggled, they faced failures, they've made it through it, and they've gotten to a place where their business succeeded. I think that is really important, that kind of storytelling. Really helps entrepreneurs here.
Yeah, we are actively working to establish the pipeline between, you know, Detroit and Silicon Valley or New York or Chicago, wherever there's other successful people who are originally from the Detroit area, and make it easy for them to give back.
And the good news is the guy we had on this last hour, Mike Amon, who is the Swami of San Joaquin Valley, out in Silicon Valley, was with Gary at the very beginning of one of his projects, grew up in Jackson, and he's out there. And I heard Mike in our last hour saying he wants that. He wants to come back to the Midwest so they will and make that bridge to Silicon Valley. Because out there, he talked about unicorns, Ed, didn't he, about the billion-dollar ventures. People are waiting to throw money at companies out there that are just starting up. Why won't they throw a little bit our way?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Amanda touched on something really important, and that's the culture of failure. We need to embrace failure in this area and use it as a learning tool.
God knows, you know, we've had enough of it.
yeah, no kidding. But we can't be afraid to fail.
Yeah.
You know, we have to just, you know, attack a problem with the as much rigor as possible. And if we fail, we fail, but we learn from it and we go on to and move on to the next thing.
Are we really gritty here?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Do we have that kind of rep? Are people beginning to respect what you're doing?
Respect, or at least they're very curious. They're interested. Entrepreneurship definitely has a buzz. I mean, it was the topic of the Mackinac Policy Conference. Mayor Duggan constantly talks about it. So I think that they're curious and they want to support and follow our stories.
And Dan Gilbert.
Yeah.
From Quicken Loans, right, has been buying up spaces and trying to make that kind of thing happen in this area.
And with new venture partners, they've invested in a lot of companies, too.
Okay.
And that's really helped. Not only, so he takes and he gets the space, but then he invests in the companies so that he has somebody to occupy that space. What a great concept.
Yeah, and they support, like, internal innovation. They let people pitch ideas, and sometimes they spin them off or get them the support they need.
And very collaborative with you as well, right?
Yeah, we work well with a lot of them. some of their startups come work at our space once in a while and work together.
I want to talk with one of your people that you innovated with, and that's Matt Gira's with us. Matt, you know, thanks for being with us here on the Internet Advisor. I want to make sure that you get a few sentences in here in this program, because we've got a lot of people here. Tell us about your innovation, Matt.
Yeah, so I'm the founder of Leo, and what our first product is a mason jar speaker we call Jam Jar.
Jam Jar. Describe that quickly for our audience.
The what?
Just describe what that is for our audience.
Yeah, so it's a canning jar that we turn into a speaker. So anything that has a headphone jack, you can play through. So right now, they use auxiliary cord and works just like any other speaker that's on the market right now.
So, folks, if you can imagine a big mason jar with all the beautiful different colors that you would have, like when they put candles in and those kind of things, it's a designer kind of thing that Tina might want around the house to decorate with, Ed. But the neat thing about it is, with those bright colors, is that it's all mechanically inside. You got a radio and a speaker, right?
Yeah. I mean, you don't, like, we've had people think they're candles, and some it's like, but there's no in between. Either you really, really notice it, or you're like, you don't even notice that it's there.
And it's a great part. Yeah, it's a great part of the decor. Now, Jam, you developed this when you were in college, right?
Yeah, I'm still in college. I'm a junior at Hope right now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I developed it a year ago from now, and we're right now just working on manufacturing and starting to really go big with it.
Okay, now,
this summer.
How do you take it? We've been talking about this. How do you go from having an idea and maybe some prototypes? How do you go from there to getting it built and getting it on the market?
Yeah. So I'm mentored through the Center for Patient Leadership here at Hope. It's a really great program.
Okay, you are mentored. You're mentored through a group at Hope.
Yep. Yeah, I have a few different mentors. So we get mentored to them, and then so all summer we were, you know, working on getting the bugs out of how to build it and more efficiently, what parts to use, what makes it better and everything. And now we're getting to the point of, okay, let's make this big and, see what we can do with it. So.
That's cool. So you have precisely what Dave Anderson was talking about needing. After you get the innovation going, you've got the people who have helped you to kind of get the major things out, then you need somebody who has been in this kind of business who can help you with the practical details, and that's the mentors. And I love the fact they're part of Hope College, which is out in the Grand Rapids way.
Yeah, I mean, we have weekly meetings on Monday afternoons, and, Seth Gatz is pretty big out here on the west side, I think.
Excellent.
He's there to advise us, and we have great advisors that are really, they're always, hey, why don't you try this? And,
I love it. Matt, we just had a little time to tell people about that. We'll link off of our homepage to Jam Jar and to all you're doing with your site, but the very best to you in 2015.
Thank you very much. You too.
All right, Amanda, I want to thank you for being here, and Dave as well. Thanks for being in the studio, and the best to you in 2015.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
And Godwin, thank you for Yum Village and all you're doing. We'll also link to your site for that meal that's coming up. Eddie, thank you for being here.
Always great.
Been a wild weekend, and Gary, thank you. As a matter of fact, next week we're going to bring in somebody very special.
That's right.
To talk about innovation.
Jeff DeGraff, the Dean of Innovation.
The Dean of Innovation.
He's also a professor at the U of M Business School. Ross School.